taking your pants off?
Yes, I'm taking my pants off.
Why are you talking into the microphone?
I knew you turned it on.
I did not.
You did. Yes, you did.
Okay, well, as you can tell, I do not have to. You are taking your pants off. What are you doing?
I'm in the middle of something.
Okay.
So you're just going to have to deal
with it. Well, here's what's happening. I don't have to call her into the studio here today, which is also our spare bedroom, which is turned into a closet right now. She's packing, and we'll explain why here in a minute. She's leaving me.
Oh.
No, it's just a joke. It is just a joke. Well, just, what do you, okay.
I told you to wait, but okay, you got all jiggity.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait.
Okay,
I'm,
here we go.
No, I'm going to pause this. I'm going to wait.
I'm
going to pause. You're doing the show in your underwear.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
It is so good to be back. We did not work
well
last week.
We worked, just not on this.
Not on this. Well, I was sick.
Yeah.
I was actually really sick. We'll
yeah,
talk about
were.
This here in a second. But happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Today is Memorial Day, and we are actually recording this on the Thursday before Memorial Day, which we said we would do finally, Thursday
right.
shows. And I'm already feeling that this is going to be a good day to do these.
Oh, good.
I really am. I'm
oh,
feeling
good.
Like it's good.
Thank you for all the service people. It's Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to your families and
uh-huh.
all that. We really appreciate it. We both come from military families.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. My dad's at Arlington.
He is at Arlington. He's there for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yes. He is interned at Arlington, which is great.
Interned or interred?
Interred. I don't know.
Interred?
What is it? Which one is it?
I thought it was interred.
Well, then you're
but
probably
I don't know.
Right. I'm sure you're right.
I don't know.
I'm sure you're right. I've been corrected, and I appreciate it.
I wanted to do it before somebody else did.
Well, thank you, Pantsless Wonder. This is funny that you're sitting in your underwear because you said something in your sleep.
Oh, God.
It
oh,
was geez. So funny.
Oh, my God.
Out of nowhere, and it seemed like you were wide awake.
Oh.
It was really strange. And I said, you said something, and I replied, pardon me, what? Are you okay?
Oh.
And you said, yes, I can sing like Halsey.
Halsey?
Uh-huh. What is that all about?
Who's Halsey?
Even better.
I don't even...
Halsey is like a pretty attractive pop star right now.
A current...
Have you been seeing her in fashion blogs or something?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you said,
weird.
I could sing like Halsey. And I said, well, of course you can.
You know
and
what?
I realized you weren't really talking to me. And I wrote this down on my phone to remind myself to bring this up on today's show.
I think you misheard me. I think you heard me say, I can sing like Palsy.
Like
I have palsy.
Like you've got palsy. I bet that's right.
That's more accurate.
Yes. On today's show, we're going to kind of recap what we did last show when I was asking people for hobby ideas. We got a lot of messages, which I thought was really special and really cool. So thank you very much. And we have a new segment we're going to do today, which we don't have a name for. And I need a name for it.
Oh.
That's where I need to talk to you about it. But we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But right now, like we do at the start of every show, we need to do some catching up. Yeah.
Oh.
That's catching up music.
Oh,
we already mentioned
something else music.
We already we're in your panties.
I know. Hey, let's just finish it off.
I was sick. I was sick.
Of me.
Not of you, but I was sick, and I still kind of am, which is really strange.
Yeah.
I got my vaccination finally for my, what is it?
MMR.
Which is?
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Yes. It turned out, like I said on the last show, I never had measles or mumps.
Yeah.
And I was never vaccinated for it.
It sounds like you're vaccinated for rubella, but not
I was for rubella.
For the
it came back nothing for the measles and mumps. So I took this vaccination. They said it's no problem whatsoever. But as you know, and I know, anytime I get vaccinated for something, I usually have a pretty strong reaction to it. And I don't know why that is. I've never really taken a lot of drugs for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a guy that
low tolerance. I don't know. You're sensitive.
We've learned that. We've learned that I'm very sensitive on things. However, this 10 days later, I was feeling really achy. Everything. Knees, wrists.
Eyeballs.
Yes, eyeballs. Right. Everything. And I was on the verge of being sick to my stomach, but not sick enough.
You had a horrible headache.
Horrible headache. I don't know what was going on. So I picked up the sheet that they gave me when you get your, you know, the side effects sheet. And I'm going, this has been 10 days, 12 days, something like that. And surely that's passed by now. But no, you actually start to feel the side effects anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring that's what it was.
Right.
I'm hoping that's what it was.
Sure.
But I'm still not feeling good. I would break out into sweats. I'd run a temperature. And then mentally, I don't know what happened to me.
Maybe the vaccination gave you the measles.
I got mental measles.
I think
I got mental measles because, as you know, I've been having a rough time, and that's not me.
I know you have been, yeah.
That is not me. Yeah. I've just been unmotivated. I've been angry. I've been sad. I've been affected by a lot of things. I don't know what's going on.
I think you should not get vaccinations for anything anymore.
I know. I don't believe I'm going to go back to the second vaccination. Yeah. This is a two-time vaccination. They said the first one is 93% effective, and that's what I'm at right now.
Right.
And the second one, if you take the second one, it brings you up to 97%.
Yeah.
So I got a debate. I talked to my doctor.
We'll have a meeting about it.
Yes. Sherry has been doing something which I find very interesting in our catching up segment of the show. You've been practicing not drying your hair. Please explain.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to Hawaii.
In August. Yeah. But that's not why you're packing now. But then again, it wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I have started... Mentally packing for that.
I've been mentally unpacking.
Oh, no. So part of the impetus is that we went to Bali,
mm-hmm.
and I did not have the right hair products. The humidity, and I know it's not as humid in Hawaii as it is Bali, I believe.
It is going to feel very humid to you in Maui.
From here.
It's going to feel very humid to you, and you're going to be miserable.
No.
And I just know it.
Well,
and I told you that going in Maui in August is not like going in March.
We have
or
air
December.
Conditioning. We've been there. We went to go see your sister, and it was the summertime.
Okay. All right.
But it was coming from Florida.
We were coming from Florida, so it was like cool, cross breezes of the ocean.
The trade winds.
This is going to be, it's actually, we're going to a hotter place.
Yeah.
And I don't like leaving our area, our home, Seattle, in July, August, September.
Yeah, because it's primo time here.
You actually have to pay your dues to be here these times. So it's odd that we're taking a vacation and going that time.
Well,
but it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to just doing nothing.
We got the tickets are free. The airfare was free. Terry mm-hmm. won tickets. Terry won airfare. But so I think, though, that it's very possible that we're going to have a repeat of last summer where we had a bunch of smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking bad. The snowpack is really low, so.
Well, I hope that's not the truth.
I hope not, too, obviously, but I want to be prepared. We had to stay inside. It was awful, was it not?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get back to your practicing not drying your hair.
Yes, so humidity, you don't have long hair, so you don't understand what it does to mm-hmm. a person's hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fuzz bomb. Mm-hmm. You know, like Bruno?
Bruno,
the dog.
The dog that lives in our neighborhood, Bruno, which is a hilarious dog.
He's awesome. He's a Pomeranian.
Yes. And so, he's with a Russian attitude. And he is Russian. He speaks Russian. That's all he does. He only speaks Russian.
It's a Pomeranian.
Or understands. He doesn't
looks like
speak.
A well,
Rufsky.
He barks in Russian.
And then what would that be like? Rafavoltov.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, so yes.
It's a Russian accent.
So your hair would be like that if you didn't practice, right?
Yes.
I don't understand the practice portion. What are you practicing not doing?
I'm trying to find the right products to avoid Pomeranian effect.
And how are you doing so far?
I'm 0-for-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you better get busy.
I know.
All right. We just celebrated our 26th anniversary.
Woo! High five. High five.
That's right. Happy anniversary. That
low
was
five.
Good.
Low five.
We went to one of our favorite. Oh, yeah.
Low five.
We went to one of our. We went to one of our favorite restaurants, Lark,
yes.
In
oh,
Seattle.
So good.
Chef John Sundstrom is just a very talented guy.
So talented.
And a very nice staff over there.
Yeah.
We've always enjoyed going there. It used to be a place we would go all the time.
Yeah.
But now it's more of a special occasion because you and I are not eating out as often as
yeah.
we used to. By design. We are
yeah.
trying to save money
right.
for our financial future
and
goals and dreams.
Trying to save some inches on the old waistband, too.
There's that, too. There's that as well. But we had a really good anniversary. You got me a real nice card.
Oh.
And it says right here, it says, happiness is not a state to arrive at, but a manner of traveling. And then you wrote something very sweet on the inside, which is
gooey.
Between
it's
you
gooey.
And I love it when you go gooey.
Do you?
I do. I
Aww.
Love your goo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so romantic.
Could you produce more goo for me?
I don't know. I am approaching menopause, so.
More goo. So this is what
so
we
it's questionable.
So the possibilities are endless. Okay, good. Exactly. I've been doing a little writing. I've been working on my stand-up. I believe that I've come up with some other good premises for
yeah.
jokes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to do some stand-up in Vegas?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
I'm working on it.
That'd be fun.
I'm working on it. So we'll see what happens. I like performing in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's not really the same as hitting the road.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different type of audience.
Yeah.
But I just enjoy working in Vegas for some reason.
They give you the, what is it, a comedy condo? No, well, I don't know about that.
I've stayed in a couple of those, but not Vegas.
Yeah, they'll just put you in a hotel room.
Yeah. Well, you remember.
I know, I'm trying to, yeah. So we had our own room. I just want to make sure we're not like having to stay in the same room as some other comic. Share room.
That wouldn't happen.
Share bathroom.
That wouldn't
you know.
Happen. No, it's going to be fun. And I'm working on some, not only new material, but also some dates. And that'll be fun.
Yes.
See if I'm able to pull this together.
That'd be awesome.
Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, we got a few reviews. I don't know if you want me to read those. Would you like to read them?
I don't have my glasses.
Okay, then I will read them. 5 stars.
5 stars.
From Lynn's 143955. It says, this is off of iTunes reviews, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It says, which, by the way, we have still got a perfect 5-star.
Perfect score. I think, what is that? That's summa cum laude.
That's us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It says, Terry and Sherry never fail to bring us an entertaining podcast each week. Well, we didn't do it last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, so
we're doing
we did
it this
fail.
Week.
We did fail.
I am always excited when I see the notification that a new episode is available. Love, Sherry's. Have a nice day. It's very nice. This one comes from American
Ninja.
American
Warrior.
Bin. American Bin. It says, have a nice day is the subject here. I finally caught up on the podcast episodes. I'm in love.
Oh.
Both of you are too cute.
Oh.
The way you interact with one another is amazing. What a joy it is how you laugh at one another when it's funny and how you're making fun of one another. You are not afraid to tell each other how you feel, yet it isn't a gripe fest. It's a nice to know there are couples out there that are the same. Have a nice day.
How funny.
That was very nice.
That
Thank you very much
very
for
nice.
The kind words.
Very, very nice. We did not deserve this.
Sherry's a bitch.
What was that all about?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Huh?
What?
What?
What is it?
E?
E? Love this gang of two.
Oh.
This is from Mrs. Patio.
I love that.
That's a great name. Oh, her name's Patty.
Oh.
Mrs. Patio. I love Mrs. Patio.
Me too.
So, I've had some health issues recently, diabetes and high blood pressure. Oh. The doctor told me that I need to exercise. I've been walking each night. And while I walk, one of the things I listen to is the Gang of Two podcast. It sure makes the time go by faster. I love you two, and especially I love how you love each other. Keep up the great work. P1 Patty.
Thank you, Mrs. Patio.
And feel better, Patio.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we're pulling for
That's
you, baby.
That's awesome.
It's no fun to try to get your health
the
back.
The exercise
and,
part is awesome.
And I'm kind of in the same boat right now.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, look at Shateri. This is from I Caught the Gas.
Oh.
That's the name of the geese, G-E-A-S. I cut the geese.
How funny.
I don't know what that means. It says, awesome show. There have only been a few episodes that I have heard or seen together immediately after I knew you were made for each other. These two definitely fall into that category. Not punctuation, but there should have been.
Okay. We're not grading these.
No, but I sounded like I don't know how to read.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't pre-read this.
I
saw five stars and I went print.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Thank you for the reviews. Remember, you could do so on iTunes. You could do them on Facebook. We have a Facebook page where a lot of people leaving very kind reviews there as well.
Nice.
And maybe we'll read some of those next time. Our Facebook page is
Gang of Two. We should read them in the voice that we think that person would. Yeah.
You think?
Maybe.
Maybe so.
What does Mrs. Patio sound like? She's walking, so she's out of breath. So it would be like...
Yes, we should do that. Okay, let's see here. Where are we right now? Oh, it's time to get into some of the stuff that we wanted to talk about. On the last episode, I was lamenting, I would think, if that's even the right word, a little bit about my life and how I think I need to do some different things.
Yeah.
And I just need some sort of hobby, I think, or friends or something just to try something new. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what I needed, but
You're in a rut.
I think I am. And I asked some people for some ideas.
Yes.
And some people called in with some ideas.
Hey, Terry, got a hobby for you. I think you need to go down to the shooting range. It's loads of fun. I know you always talk about how, you know, you're in favor of guns and stuff like that on the Lex and Terry show. And you don't own one, but... I mean, you can go down and you can pay, you know, to shoot all sorts of different things and take courses, maybe even take a concealed carry course. I mean, that's something to do. I don't know, just off the top of my head, that's one thing that I always thought was pretty cool. And I wish I lived in an area where they had big shooting ranges where you could do all that, so...
Oh, they don't have them everywhere?
Yeah,
there you go. Well, I appreciate it. That's actually a good idea.
Sounds expensive.
I've talked
to you. You got to buy a gun.
you don't have to. Like you said, you could go down there and then you could shoot all different types of things.
Yeah.
I have gone shooting a couple times.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, and the people that were with me were surprised at what a good shot I was. Like, and one of them was our general manager of the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I am not going to mess with you. Mm-hmm. You scare me. You promised me, Terry, you've never shot a shotgun before. And I'm like, no, pull, boom. It was crazy. It was crazy. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
I would enjoy that. The clay pigeon. Skeet.
Yeah.
What is that? Skeet?
Yeah. Skeet shooting. Or whatever it's
whatever
called.
It is things, yeah.
Yeah. But I, you know, that's something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind owning a weapon. I would not be a person that would go crazy about it by any means.
Yeah.
I wouldn't collect them. I would not join the NRA or anything like that. I was amazed. I saw a stat the other day that a very, very small percentage, something like only 6% of gun owners are members of the NRA.
So I've heard that too. Where do they get their money? They have a massive amount of money.
Yeah. Well, that's their thing. But, you know, I am definitely believe in the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place when it comes to my beliefs. I'm a very liberal person, but I'm also love a strong military. I believe in having a strong border.
Here's the thing. I think you're a moderate, like most people.
Yeah,
are.
I guess so.
And no matter what party, I think we all can, you know,
yeah.
I think most of us fall into moderate.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to play the political game where somebody has to label me something. No. I get labeled a lot on the show, and it's funny because I upset both sides with things that I say, and we don't even talk politics.
Right.
And you and I aren't real politically motivated, although, you know, we went to a march yesterday.
We did, a rally.
A rally for the, what was it?
The abortion ban.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
we're in Washington State. We don't have the ban here.
Yeah.
But it was a nationwide support to defeat the ban.
Yeah.
And in support of the states where they are trying to pass it.
And I was touched when I was there because there were women there, like the one that I pointed out to you. This woman showed up by herself. She was kind of pretty. She had a little, she had a hat on and she was holding her, you know,
her sign
above her head. But she also had her little infant in her arms.
Yeah, she had a baby.
And when they were chanting, let's do it, or whatever.
Whatever it was,
she would say, let's do it. Just real calm, quiet by herself. But, you know, I was surprised at how many women showed up there. Not with their friends or not with other support
systems. Just by themselves. Just well, they're probably working downtown.
Well, I'm just saying it. It means a lot.
Yeah.
And so whatever side you're on, I'm sorry that there's a losing side in this.
There really isn't a losing side. If you have a choice.
Yeah.
Which is what I think everyone should have.
Yes.
Then you have a choice.
Yeah.
If you want to take away someone's choice, how is that fair? How is that democratic?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into a discussion about abortion on this show.
No.
By any means.
I mean.
However, I could play the devil's advocate if you wanted me to. Because they would say, fine, don't have a baby. Have protected sex. You know, be a little more responsible.
But once in a while, things happen.
One gets by the goalie. All right, here comes another call.
Hey, Terry. P1 here from Beaufort, South Carolina. Big fan of Gang of Two. Got a hobby for you. And bear with me on this one, because I know it doesn't seem like you'd be able to do this in downtown Seattle, although I think it'd be a lot cooler to use that space where you have all those stupid beanbag chairs. But archery, all right? Now, what I say is go and read the book Zen and the Art of Archery, and it kind of will play into your whole spiritual thing. And if you can figure out a place to go learn how to shoot a bow, I promise you it can change your life. Just an idea. Y'all keep up the great work.
Nice. Thank you. I think people just want me to go kill people.
I know. That's what it feels like.
That's what it sounds like.
Can you read that book, or do you have to really start with Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance first?
Is that?
That was the first one. I think everybody just rips that off that book now.
Well, that's like whatever for dummies.
Right.
I get it. No, I think that's cool. I know we have a friend who's way into archery, really enjoys it, gets out there and he hunts. And he does all that.
With a bow and arrow. That's impressive.
He really enjoys it.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's just not my thing. She's talking about beanbag chairs. He saw a video that I posted over by the balls over there, Bezos's balls.
Yeah.
In that little park area, they've got these big, giant beanbag chairs out there.
Oh, how fun.
Now.
Were that the AstroTurf?
Yes. There's probably 50 of them out there.
Oh, how fun.
And people just sprawl out on these.
They're
giant. You could fit 5-6 people on them.
Wow. Oh, we need to go do that.
So those are out there right now. They were kind of lame looking because, to me, they just seem dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just like one of the...
I hope they put them in at night. Otherwise, homeless people are going to... Well, they don't allow people to...
Over there, they actually care about
high security.
Yes, they do. Here's another call.
Yes, I was thinking for Terry's hobby, I really like the pictures that he takes.
I do, too.
So maybe he could do some photography or maybe do a video blog, a day in the life of Terry when Terry's out of town, or just a slideshow of different places where he goes while you're gone.
It's like watching your pet.
Kind of cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like, what is it? Like watching your pet on a pet cam while you're out of town.
What does
Terry do in his natural habitat? I jerk off. I'm like a guy.
Well, we want to see that.
We do. That is hilarious. And thank you for the compliment on the photos.
Yeah, you really are a great photographer. I've told you that, but you have a great eye.
I have no passion for it. I like taking pictures, but I would never take pictures with a camera. I mean, I take it with my cell phone.
Which it works great.
It's great. I don't want to carry around gear.
No.
I don't want to buy gear. I don't want to read about f-stops and shutter speeds.
You know what, though? I feel like you can do a lot with an iPhone. You do a lot with it, but I think there's a lot more you can do with just an iPhone, too.
No, I enjoy taking it when I see something. And what happens to me is I get attracted by color.
Yeah.
It's weird. It has nothing to do with an object.
Mm-hmm.
It all has to do with lighting and color.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the way, that's what moves me.
Yeah.
That's what stops me. And it could be, you know, really, really beautiful color that somebody's done, like graffiti on a wall. It could be the sky next to that white building. I noticed it the other day and I go, that looks so pretty.
Nice.
It's just things like that that I like to take pictures
of.
Well,
whatever it is, you got it.
Well, it's definitely not... I appreciate the compliment, but no, I'm more apt to shoot video of me whacking off while Sherry's out of town. You disapprove?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, good. Here we go.
I think you should go and hang out at a local animal shelter and help out there.
Oh.
That'll be good. Keep you busy.
I
love the show.
Thank you.
So, was she censored there? It almost
the phone was going out.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I don't really care about, this phone thing that we have.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the other people's phones and maybe they're in a bad cell area when they're calling, or if just the product itself that I have for this app is like run through like Trinidad or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Which probably is. They've got all everybody's information now.
So if it was censored, we should make up what that was there.
What do you mean?
Fill in the blank. There was a blank there. There was a blanket between, I think, and...
Okay,
animal shelter.
Let's go back and you, okay, I want you, and we're going to play it back.
Do I have to do it?
You have to do it live as it happens.
Okay.
You have to think quick.
Okay.
And you have to come up with something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's try this again.
I think you should go and hang out at a local
fucking
animal shelter out there. That'll be good. Keep you busy.
And I won't try to top that. Drop the mic, Sherry. Okay.
No.
That's perfect. All right. So I want to do a new, I guess it's a segment on this show.
Yes.
You and I are not parents. We have a lot of segments revolving around parents, although this is only show number 19.
Yes.
But we do. We have parental advice from non-parents.
That's right.
However, I would like to do something, and I don't know what it is. There's so many stories I see in the news where people just should not be parents. And with the and if they would make us look like parents of the year.
Oh, yeah.
These people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just like worst parent of the week or worst parent we've seen or whatever.
Okay.
Or maybe it's we just don't need a title. We don't have a title.
And then we could actually give them advice, even though they're not asking for it or even listening to us. But we could say what they should have done or what we would have done.
Well, I don't know if we could give this person advice. This happened out of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
A Forest Grove man, he pleaded guilty after admitting stealing his daughter's Girl Scout cookie proceeds.
Oh, jeez.
Now, she had about $700.
Wow.
In a jar. And he dipped in there for the jar and all that. But it turns out they did a little research because he made a phone call and said, oh, we were robbed. And somebody tried to... You know,
he tried to fight me,
and I had to fight him
off. Oh, my God.
Well, they finally got down to what he did with the money. It's going to blow your mind.
Drugs. I'm thinking right up the nose, right in the vein.
Nope. He took his daughter's Girl Scout proceeds to pay for, it says right here, this is their words.
A prostitute.
An erotic massage.
$700 for an erotic? I'm in the wrong business.
Is that what you get from this?
Yes.
This is what you get from this.
I've made some bad career choices, apparently. Wow. It had to have been more than one.
Yeah.
That's more than one massage.
I have no idea. I don't know what the going rate is. I just massage myself. I don't know what the going rate is. What do you think it is?
I don't have any idea. I'm pretty sure it's not 700.
Yeah? You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for listening today.
Thank you.
We had a real good time.
That was fun.
It's good to be back on, and I once again apologize for last week. I don't like feeling good, but I also don't like ruining momentum.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we have going on here. Thank you for sharing the show and whatnot. It's time for our weekend plans, though.
Yeah.
This is what I like about doing the show on Thursday.
Yeah.
We could talk about what we have coming up this weekend.
All right.
You and I are doing what?
We are driving to Portland.
And I got to say, you are a great road tripping buddy.
Yeah?
You really are.
Really?
You and I are great.
We are.
We make a really good team.
We do.
You're very good at directions.
Yeah.
At reading a map. You're really good at that. I'm horrible at reading a map.
It's funny. I don't have good sense of direction, but I can read a map. I think there's two different skills.
It's really weird. You have a horrible sense of direction.
Right.
We walk out of a hotel room and you can't figure out where the hotel, the lobby is or anything. You'll walk right into a wall.
But give me a map.
You're great. You'll map your way
give
around.
Give me a map out of that hotel.
You'll map your way around.
I will get the hell out of there.
You lost all your mojo with the fuck thing, didn't you?
I did.
No. So we're going to Portland. It's one of the things we like to do. We like to, we're living here in Seattle. First of all, Seattle's a fantastic city.
It is.
I would much rather live in Seattle than Portland.
I would too.
It's they're two very close in proximity cities, Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington. However, they're a lot different to me.
Yeah.
Seattle's got a little more going on.
It's
a much bigger city.
Yeah.
But Portland's got a vibe that I really like.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to driving down.
Eating our brains out.
Eating at some of our favorite places to
eat
there. Oxen.
Tusk.
Yeah. Tusk is a place that we've only been once and we're going to go again. I'm looking forward to that.
So good.
We usually like to go to Noble Rot, where a friend of ours, Leather, is a chef. But
he's not going to be there this time.
Out of town this week.
Fuck him.
And at some point, we're going to have to visit my aunt.
Yeah, we are.
I'd love to see them.
We should try to do that.
I don't know if this is the trip to do it.
Maybe just an hour or two, especially if it's supposed to be raining. So
I may give them a call and see where they are.
Good.
But we have got some relatives that live there, and I haven't seen them in a long time.
And she's getting older now.
She is. It's my mother's sister. It's my only remaining tie.
Yeah.
As far as parents
go. She's a sweetheart. I love her.
She's very, very nice lady. So we're going to do that. Restaurants. We got some friends we're going to be meeting in Portland for dinner at one of our favorite places.
We might go see a band.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot.
We're going to, that's going to be a game time decision, I think.
Yes.
Right?
There's a local band here in Seattle that we saw just a video of, a real quick video of, and Sherry loves horn sections.
I do.
And this is kind of like that. It's very jazzy, horny, bluesy, I don't know whatever else you could call it, but they're called the
True Loves.
The True Loves.
Yeah.
And they're playing at a jazz club, you said, right close to the hotel we're staying in. So if we could get over there, it's like $15 or something.
$15,
I'd love to go see those
guys. I think we should.
Yeah, if we have a chance to do that, we will. So that is our weekend our ideas. This is, by the time you hear this, we've already done it. But we'll come back and tell you however they went.
So here's a tippy tip. If you think you're going to break into our house because we're gone, joke's on you.
We're not gone. That, and we have tons of security around here, and we live right across from the police station. So you got to be pretty ballsy around here to do something like that. If you'd like to leave a review, like some of those people did earlier today, you can hit us up on iTunes or on our Facebook page. And we also have an Instagram page that we post on there from time to time, our very own Gang of Two Instagram page. Want to thank everybody for listening. And I've also been doing a lot more Terry James Alive shows.
Nice.
I want to thank people for downloading that and sharing that as well. Getting some really good feedback on that because I changed things a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like your underwear?
No, I just changed things. I feel bad when I post it usually because I feel like I'm letting out too much.
Oh, you're being
if that
are
makes
you
sense.
Oversharing again?
I might be oversharing. Says the woman sitting here in her underwear. Anyway, I love you.
I love you.
And I look forward to hanging out with you this weekend. And love you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for listening and spreading the show around. It really means a lot. Your downloads, I'm telling you, if we're going to stay in this game, which I see a real big potential for this show.
Yes.
If we're going to stay in this game, we really need your downloads. And we really need you to hopefully find somebody else and spread the word.
We do.
I know it's no fun to tell people what podcast you're listening to. And, you know, but we do have a certain amount of water cooler buzz this show has going. So we really do appreciate you guys. And we will be back next Monday
yes.
with another Gang of Two.